I was indisposed meeting somebody in a nice little place, and I said, I have to go on the air, my friend. I haven't seen this person that I used to see generally every Saturday around this time. I hadn't seen him in 9 months, and I told him, what are you doing here? He embraced me and said, I was away taking care of an old long-lost aunt. And I said, well, my goodness, we thought you had perished. We thought you had just, you know, bitten the dust, and nobody knew anything, where you had been, where you were. So I said, I've got to run. And sure enough, you know, I just made it in just at this moment, folks. So I'm catching my breath, and I'm here, and we're going to see on today. It's the 29th of October, just about, what, 10 days from Selection Day? And we have, by surprise, once again, to many of you first-time listeners, but not to those who were listening last week, we have Mr. Paul Tepetti waiting in the wings here, and I want to bring him up now. We'll do a little biblical offering in the second half when Art comes on. But right now, Paul Tepetti of Poker Face. Hello there, Paul.
Bless you, Brother Rick. How are you today?
I'm here. Miraculously, I got here just in the nick of time. See how God works in mysterious ways and always manages to find an exit where there seems to be a lost tunnel. Hey, Paul, last week or so, you emailed me and you said, look, it's been a while, and I would like to have a few comments to make on this selection that's coming up once again. In this, what they call it, a presidential race or something. So I said, all right, come on in before the date, and let's see if we can pull it off. So here you are, and I know it's been a while, so I know you and the band have a lot to say and a lot of good songs and music and lyrics to boast about. So, hey, let's do it today. First of all, how is Polka Face doing?
Poker Face is doing great at the moment. We just assembled all the pieces of the new disc called Tyranny Befell America. It's number 6 for us.
Oh, yeah.
It's being produced by Alice in Chains, uber producer Toby Wright, who rocks the hard rock kind of music. And we got blessed on our last disc for him to work on 5 of the songs. This time we got him on all 12. The first one that he worked on was called Pray to the Father. It has lyrics about what's going on right now with the selections. And it's smoking, man, and it's a top 6 song. It's not even the top 3 that I love so much, but he made that song sound outstanding, and I just look forward to hearing how the other 12, you know, how the other 11 songs are going to turn out. And we're also going to be including the 24 Protocols of the Learned Elders of Satan, dumbed down to like a word or two, or maybe a sentence at most. And then on the other Boaz column, we'll have the solutions by the Learned Elders of Christ to those demonic playbook that is being run over humanity right now. And we'll have a couple other surprises in the insert. Of course, there's always the Poker Face treaties on the all-around rant of where things are at today's day and age. And but the music is smoking, man, and I'm looking so forward to sharing this with the public and fellow patriots, the pro-Americanites out there. And the one thing that I love about the Trump campaign is that he has destroyed the political correct culture in this America. The PC crowd doesn't know yet, but they're dying. Their last gasping breath is happening. And everything that they polluted this society and world with is going to die a miserable, ugly death as Trump landslides us into the new administration that isn't as corrupt and genocidal and homicidal and sociopsychopathic as Hitler is.
So you agree then with me that the main benefit of all of the campaigning and all of the rhetoric and all of the showmanship has been that his message about corruption in the media, particularly, and from the New York Times, the flagship, on downward, has been basically a failure, that it's evident, it's corrupt, it's obvious to most people, and they can't do anything about it but continue to expand their lies. That has radiated with a lot of people across America, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're going to find out how bad of a Trump landslide is. As long as we can curtail that vote fraud, vote rigging by the Hillary crowd, Trump's going to landslide it. And I'll give you an example. I have a 64-year-old friend takes a bunch of the pictures for the band. I used to be top five photographers for the NFL. I think he did 368 games in his career. But he said, "Paulie, I haven't voted since Eisenhower. That's how important this election is for me. I registered Republican, and I got a ride to the voting booth so that I will vote for him."
Did he vote for Eisenhower?
I don't know who he voted for. He just said he voted in that election.
Now. All right.
So well, then good. I said, "Look, here is a harbinger of the times. Here in Pennsylvania, we have a huge Amish community like Ohio and a bunch of other places. You should have seen the thousands of buggies that came out to see Trump speak down in Manheim, Pennsylvania. It was like it was an omen warning, all right? You know, they never bother with the English. They really don't bother with our selections much. But they're all coming out because they see the devil that Hillary is and everything. Look, they're getting harassed on selling raw milk to consumers who want it. Okay, yeah. They have the FDA, Gestapo police coming in and destroying their farms and their sales and everything else. They don't want an Uber version of that on their Hillary, man. So, yeah, they know that, hey, nobody's perfect. And the worst thing that Trump is he says bad words. Really, get over the butthurt. This murderous biatch, she is killing people. All right, she destroyed Libya for the sake of Muammar Gaddafi's gold. She's destroying Syria for the sake of Israel. Dude, she's got to go. She's going to start World War III. Putin's already said if Hillary's in, it's on. Okay, dude, that's nuclear. Okay, conflagration. It's mad, mutually assured destruction. Okay, Obozo is trying to poke the bear in Syria and Ukraine. And Trump says, "Look, dude, I don't know him. I'm not his friend. I don't even know who he is, but let's at least talk to the guy." Okay, so Putin's waiting for Trump to get in. Otherwise, this world is going to be destroyed because of this homicidal, maniacal, witch. So,
yeah. Well, that's the way a lot of people are perceiving this, and whether it is a setup to begin with is a whole nother question. You know, the good cop, bad cop, corrupt system. We've got to have somebody who comes in to be the good guy after you get somebody so evil as Hillary Clinton.
Evil.
And yet you see, you do see that a lot of people, particularly young voters, who are fewer and fewer these days generally after the after the last 8 years of this administration, they don't even know a thing about what Hillary Clinton has done in her political lifetime. They have no idea the murders that were committed. And as the White House, in the White House, rather, they were committing these murders at Waco, Janet Reno. You've got Mrs. Clinton, who wrote the brief for it. You have all of these factors, and kids today don't even know. All they know is what they hear and read on social media about how she's going to give them a free college education, and nobody's going to have to pay for it. That type of thing is what's so disquieting, and that's the mentality of this whole generation today, which does not know any better, has no background in history. They have no knowledge of the whole basis of America as a colonial nation or colonial powers that be, and what America was. Today it's the United States, and I don't pledge allegiance to the United States. It's these United States, the colonies, the states as entities, and all of that. Today they have alluded. They don't know about. That's the problem with the whole voting booth and the voter And now the problem is, what about the votes that are going to be counted on Selection Day? Paul, have you given any thought to the number of states and machines that will be transferred over to companies in Spain that will be allegedly counting these votes?
Israel. Yeah, man, I put it out early on about how we take over the precinct, not take over, but, you know, try to justify the numbers that are going to be coming out. And I've been pushing poll watchers probably since like 6 months ago, where there's like 9,000 precincts across the USA. We need to go there. We need to verify the count. Go early in the morning, wear a red shirt, tell the rest of your Trump voting friends, wear red. Look, man, I know red is usually the communism color, but in this red versus blue team, you know, ball game scenario, we're the reds, okay? So just so that we can visibly see the sea of red, okay, it makes it easier for us vote counters that are going to be there. But once you're done exit polling for the day, okay, email Trump your results for your precinct, precinct number 89 in Pennsylvania. Send it in. And then also send a copy of it to your local prostitutes so that they're on notice that they better be printing something close to these numbers. Otherwise, we're going to call, you know, BS for what it is. And then it's going to be unleashed everywhere. All right. I've been waiting for this awakening of the white middle class American Christian American to wake up, and it's happening. And Poker Face has been trying to write the music for this group of people for the last 20 years that are going to wake up, and they're going to wake up very pissed off. And the worst thing that the Jews media did, the entertainment media did, was really piss on our culture to the point where you have the Capernic cultural Marxist cultural changer getting down on a knee and protesting the false paradigm that cops, not just whitey cops, but cops are racist and they're there to shoot, you know, saints like Saint Trayvon's and kill them because they're racist. When, no, they're Israelized cops after 9/11, and they shoot all of us and kill whites three times as much because they have been trained to look at the American public as Palestinians. So as long as you sell the false paradigm that it's, you know, white cops, white racists hate blacks, that they're killing them. No. They're Israelized cops. And until you start talking about the real truth, I see you as nothing but a domestic terrorist front funded by Soros and his kid, and you need to go. Okay? There's nothing different than like what happened in the 68 selections with all the violence that the left brought upon the selection process that year. We have the same violent groups. They had the Black Panthers then. Well, we have the new Black Panthers. We have the BLMers. We have the Antifa twats. We have all these idiots out there that are paid agitators, okay, funded by leftist Jew groups, okay? And they've been doing this for decades. So right now we have pretty much the same kind of thing going on as 1968. And Nixon was a law and order guy. So let's hope this time around America chooses right, that, you know, we're tired of these violent barrels, especially like Charlotte. It was proven that 10% of the people that were getting arrested were from out-of-town agitators that are on the payroll. Like the people that are going to Trump rallies and inciting violence and getting paid $1,500 plus whatever the cost, so it looks like Trump people are the violent people, when all we're doing is responding to the violence that is exacted upon us, okay?
Well, I remember that era well. I was growing up in it, and certainly from my perspective, being young and naive and gullible, I, you know, certainly was angry with the protesters. I was like, wow, law and order, that's good and everything. And I didn't know then that what I learned later from others who had written books like Gary Allen and Alan Stang and others, and, you know, about the conspiracy from above and below. I didn't know that the FBI was engaging in COINTELPRO operations, and that the Ford Foundation, Carnegie, and Kennedy and so forth, they had been financing these groups to do what they did, you know. And here we have the Schwartzes today, George Soros, doing the same thing. They use the LEAA, the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, to federalize our police then. Now they're trying to finish them off, as you say, with the Israeli, instructors who are in virtually every police department across America today, training the police, training them to do violence, to break heads, to kill, to shoot protesters, just like they do to Palestinians. So, yes, very true. What you're saying, there is a very strong parallel now to 68 all over again. And what's coming out of is very similar.
I'm a historian, man. I have been since I was a kid. And I see things, man, and I just try to share them in a way that I know how to express it. And, you know, people need to wake up, man. The thing that I'm happy about Trump is, if you have followed this man's career, you've seen that he never wanted to be president. I can't tell you how many countless interviews, whether it's on Oprah Winfrey or other media heads, he's like, yeah, I don't really want to be president unless things got really bad. And then you hear him come out against the globalist banks interfering with the sovereignty of nations. I mean, Poker Face has talked about all this stuff. Everything that makes Trump popular are the things that Poker Face has talked about for 20 years. I'm just glad that the crowd is finally waking up. And like I said, people like Kaepernick have helped with turning off the TV to sports soma coma goo, okay, because they're crapping on people's, you know, faith, on the patriotism. And what they're doing is they're, instead of being, you know, soma coma to death with the stupid football stuff, they're being turned on to the political stuff, and they're very angry. So, you know, the Jew, through his hubris, has blown it, man, okay? They have blown it. And it's just a matter of time before the rest of the world wakes up to it. And maybe we'll be free, you know. Maybe chapter 9 of Revelation is going to come and hit us, and God will take care of the terrors, like you said, in Obadiah 1:18. And this world will be free of that scourge of satanic kiddies all around us, you know, screwing it up for everyone. Dude, God made this planet with enough for everybody, okay? You still have to work for it, but he still made enough of an economic pie we can all be a part of it, except when it comes to the monopolies and the military, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex, okay, that's owned by the tribe. That has to die, okay? The pharmaceutical industry needs to die because the THC, medicinal, cannabinoid healing to homeostasis of the body needs to come forward. Hospitals need to be shut down to a trauma center and get out of the diabetes, get out of the cancer, get out of all these things that they're into that they shouldn't be, because all they do is feed us poisons from the pharmaceuticals that don't do anything for us while they keep the real healthy nutrition that the cannabinoids are. Like, if I was president, you know what my health care act would be? It would be to spend billions of dollars for the farmers to grow the finest cannabinoids in this country, turn it into the resin that we could all eat every day. We wouldn't be fat. We wouldn't have the diabetes and all these degenerative diseases that fall upon us because we're sick. Our human bodies are sick, from our minds to our spirits to our physical bodies, okay? And it all comes down to the one parasite that keeps infecting us. And there's hope for humanity that this time, with the help of Trump, who hates bankers. If you read any of his books, there's a consistent theme. He hates the bankers. Half of his bankruptcies have been because of the bankers that put him into that position, all right? So he's no fan of them. And what I'm seeing on the world level, everybody's like, yeah, Trump is a you know, he's a fake candidate, you know, Hillary got him in and everything else. It's like, I don't know how it started, why Trump got in. Maybe it's the 2011 correspondence dinner where Obama's calling him out on the birther issue and making fun of him and saying, like, you know, man, we need to move on from this so that Trump can investigate real things like, have we gone to the moon and other conspiracies. I mean, did that tick off the billionaire? I kind of think so. So Trump is the representational of the nationalist faction, Christian, Jew, Muslim, versus the globalist faction. And we know what globalism is. It's just Judaism on a political front, man. And it's been conquering the world, and I think the people have had enough. We've seen so much of the misery. Look what's happened in the Middle East over the last 30 years. Lebanon used to be a beautiful, beautiful country. They called it Switzerland on the Mediterranean, okay? But because of Jewish desires and greeds for the Enon plan to go from the Nile to the Euphrates River, look at what has happened for Syria and Iraq and everywhere else, Libya and Egypt, okay? They have destroyed that area. And we want more of this for another 4 years, another 8 years, forever? Come on.
Well, that's very interesting. I think you have just been nominated to the new Trump administration as press secretary. Would you accept that nomination?
Dude, this country still is not ready for Paul Tepeti yet, man. It's getting closer with Trump, man.
I knew you would say that, Paul. I had that feeling. Well, straight talk is what we need. And are the people really waking up to straight talk, or are they just looking, groping, searching in the darkness, you know, and seeking to find an answer? And they're going to find a false Messiah, or are they going to find the real Messiah? These are questions I have on my mind. And the thing that is a question to you, as I've asked all the other people who I've had on this program, when we talk about campaigns and Trump and presidents, do you... I'll put it this way. I'm trying to ask it in such a way that it's plausible and it sounds a little bit more articulate. Trump gets elected somehow by a fluke. All the insiders, all the machine program, everybody is surprised. You can join in at 800-313-9443.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps...
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. We're back now with Paul Tepetti of Polka Face, PokerFace.com. And, Paul, a question I have for you, and I haven't really gotten an answer so far that satisfies, but I'm going to ask you the same question. If Donald Trump...
Okay.
Should be selected by the Electoral College. That's a big if, but if he is, and he is allowed to be inaugurated without any, shall we say, notwithstanding an assassination, on January 20th or so, how is he in a position to unseat the invisible government, that is the shadow government that rules over America and most of the world?
Well, first, he needs to continue the decimation of the globalists within his own party. You know, with holdouts like Ryan and McStain and a few others. Because what has happened is the globalists have infested every political party: libertarian, green, conservative, every party. Okay. He needs to eviscerate those in his party that are going to be nothing but traitors. So, like, I'm hoping midterm elections, he gets rid of the rest of them. And
Well, I want to know what is going to happen.
He needs to just start exposing them like he did the international bankers.
But they control the money, they control the media, they control all the Pentagon virtually. So what is going to happen with regard to the imposition of an appointed cabinet? Every cabinet that I know of since 1921 or thereabouts has been staffed with and largely appointed by the CFR. So how is he going to undo that? That's what I want to know.
Like he's done, take each one step at a time.
You're fired.
Yeah, exactly. Just destabilize them, expose them, and then fire them. Kick them out. It's got to happen. Otherwise, he's not going to have the freedom to do what's best for America, and they are going to sabotage him at every level, whether it's at the congressional. Dude, I love that. He wants to impose term limits on these idiots.
Well, these Keenites, see, the question is, and I ask this because I know how the Keenites operate, and I know how they are. They are absolutely brilliant orchestrators, like their father, Satan, had arranged all of the minutiae of the world system. They take the
But they're not creative, okay? They just know how to run the same play, brother. They're not creative people. The Goys are the creative people.
Well, I don't know. I would say they're very cunning. They're very
cunning, yes. They're not creative. That's why they keep running the same playbook, the lone gunman, the lone bomb man, the lone... It's never a different story. They never veer from script, so that's how you know that it's them.
To pull the wool over the American public's eyes. See, the American public is responding to, like a Pavlovian type of thing. Donald Trump is hitting the notes, the right notes, okay? We'll say, yes, he is. He's speaking out as a, if you will, a progressive populist, all right? And the question is, do they fully? No, they don't. The answer is they don't understand what's behind it, who's behind it, and how they intend to destroy the old world order and bring in the new. And if they don't understand that, and he does, well, I fear for him. I fear for his life, because these animals, these Keenites, will stop at nothing to do what they want to do. And that's why they have JFK, and we can think of all the others, McKinley. We can think of recent times what they've done to a number of others, George Wallace attempted assassination.
Brother, I've heard a lot of back talk that if Donald Trump is touched, then there's going to be a blowback on the tribe everywhere. Okay? They're not going to be safe anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So you better listen up, tribe. Okay? I'm not threatening you. This is just the will of the people. And they're waking up as to who are the duplicitous bastards that are screwing up this planet. Okay? You touch Trump, you better watch over your back everywhere you go, each and every one of you. Okay?
I hope you're listening. They are. They're listening to us. And they are running scared. You see, these people, one thing is that they are frightened because I think intuitively they know their fate. They know it's not going to be too much longer when the light is shone upon them and they are just totally destroyed. The darkness is gone. The veil is taken off. There is no more control grid. And what in the world can they do at that point? Huh? Nothing.
Brother, people need to read the Minor Prophets, man, because so much of prophecy, what's going to come about right now, is shared through the Minor Prophets, man. They might be small in terms of how much content is there, but it's wow, what's explosive in the content. And I ask people to go look at Obadiah 1:18. Obadiah 1:18. Your spirit today.
They're all good. They're all good. Habakkuk is great, and Nahum is great, and Micah, and they're all Amos. Doing their own thing, bringing light to the darkness, and Joel particularly in my book. Okay, we'll come right back with your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back with Paul Cipetti of Poker Face, and our number is 1-800-313-9443. Paul is certainly very, very with it. He's very on fire today, and he wants to hear from you. And let's take some calls here from our listeners, and there's other things I have to bring up too. And the, of course, you know, the things that are happening in Oregon right now, some of the fights and juries and so forth that have been rendering some very good decisions. So let's take first call, Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, Rick, I haven't had much of an opportunity to listen to your show in the last month or so. But I really am appreciating everything that Paul's bringing out today. I'm an old guy, but I really appreciate his perspective, his youth, and his fire on this issue. And I believe, Rick, that when the day of selection comes, even Rick Adams is going to go in that booth and do the right thing.
Wow, that's quite a prediction. Will it come to pass? But, all right, now go ahead.
What is the thing that we're facing now, Paul? You mentioned all the Amish going to Trump's speech. Are they going to vote?
Oh yeah, they're definitely voting Trump. From my sources. And the other thing that is showing me the landslide is that 50 million more people registered for this election. And these are people like my friend who's 64 years old that haven't voted, you know, since Eisenhower for him. And they haven't been voting forever because nobody represents our ideals of America first, man. That's all. The only thing that makes Trump popular is he talks America first language. If he didn't talk America first language, we would have looked at him like every other candidate. That was the only thing that set him apart. And when I started seeing him destroy every candidate with the America First message, then I started seeing, people here in Pennsylvania started switching from Democrat to Republican just so that they could vote for him. And especially in areas that aren't red in Pennsylvania. So that was like the first thing that ticked me off, made me aware that, wow, there could be a landslide coming for Trump, like Ronnie Reagan, or maybe even bigger. And as I'm seeing the numbers coming in, as long as we can prevent vote fraud by doing the exit polling at the precincts, all of us, make that time investment in your country for one day of this year. Just go there and be a fly on the wall, bird's eye view. Ask people, see the red, count the red. And ask the people that aren't in red, did you vote for Trump? And if they give you a face, you know that they voted for Clinton or something else. So it's easy to know what the exit polling is for your precinct. But go early in the morning, have your friends bring you coffee, bring you some food while during the day. Have them maybe take a shift, but do it. Do it for your country. If there's any other time in this history that we might have a say in our lives. Otherwise, you know, every other selection that I've seen, it was just been for naught, man. You know, this movement didn't start with Ron Paul, and it's not going to end with Trump. It's going to continue on. And if Trump doesn't stick on message what he's been saying about America first, then we will remove him and put somebody that is going to keep continuing with the America first message.
Absolutely. Now, Rick, you know that months ago I told you I work with the Amish here in Wisconsin, and that the day the buggies go to the polls,
they
pull it out.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Okay. I don't recall that particular statement, no. But
you and Art were on the show, and I said...
Okay.
I work with them, and I said I talked to them.
And, okay, that's fair enough.
So that's our hope.
Well,
let's turn it around.
Well, thanks for the call, brother. Thanks for the positive statement.
All right,
man.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry if I'm just a little bit inaudible here. I'm just trying to adjust things. Okay, but the question I was going to bring up to Bill, or the point, was let's take a look at the map in the Senate. Let's take a look at the map in the House. And now the Senate is teetering now, could lose 4 or 5 seats, okay? Now, I'm not Republican, so it doesn't matter. I'm saying Republicans are generally worse than the Democrats, as we've seen since the 1980s with Newt Gingrich and that crowd. They're going to give us a contract with America. And
in 94,
Huh?
That happened in 94, yeah. I was very well aware of that.
It was the 80s. We had the big, we had a revolution in the 80s with Reagan. It was in 1980 and 84 elections and 88. And what we saw was each successive year, we saw, you know, people coming into office, the Steve Sims from Idaho and people like that, Phil Crane and his brothers and a whole host of people, Dan Quayle, of course. But what I'm saying to you guys is that you lose the Senate, you lose the House. All this debate about I'm going to put on the Supreme Court people that are constitutionally qualified, where does it go? Where does it go in the Senate? You cannot assume anything.
Let me give you some hope, Rick, okay? Just what happened in 80 with Ronald Reagan's landslide, everybody that was a Republican wrote his coattails. People that didn't think that they were going to win their election won it because of the overwhelming majority that just voted a straight Republican ticket. That's happening now. Okay.
Well, we've got that on a state level, too. Yeah, but, you know, let's see what happens. We've got that on a state level here and in Pennsylvania and Ohio, all these states where there are coattail effects. And that's why I say, with the enemy in control of the artillery and the, all of the other factors, what will they do? Sit down and just take it or lay back? Or do they have their plans now for another 9/11? Yeah, another 9/11 attack on America that will shut down America regardless of who is in the White House. So, anyway, we just got to be open to all these possibilities because, as you said, Paul, you know, it all goes back to the scriptures. And what God says is going to happen is going to happen. Ezekiel 37.
Okay. If Obadiah 1:18 is going to happen, then this has got to be the beginning of it, the cleansing. Okay?
Well,
and that's why the Hillary reopening of the investigation, that is awesome, man. That was the power of the people, the intel agents inside that were discussed and had the access to the emails that they sent to Assange, WikiLeaks. Dude, the people rising up because they're sick of this infestation of the tribe everywhere that is screwing their lives at every level. Okay? Wherever there's a problem, race relations, there you'll find the tribe. Immigration problems, there you'll find the tribe. Okay? Keep talking about the things that are befalling America, there you'll find the tribe. Okay?
All right, let's see what Andy says about this tribe. And Andy's in Texas. Hello, Andy. Come on up. Paul Tepetti.
Hey, well, you know what? It's great to be on the air with you guys on RBN. I love your shows.
Thank you.
I mean, everything you guys got going on, I just love it. But first and foremost, I mean, you want to know how to help. You can help with this election by going stopthesteal.com. That's a Roger Stone thing. He's got this thing set up and whatnot. So that's a really good place to start off. But getting back to your question, sir, we have that, what can Donald Trump do? Well, we've got these unconstitutional presidents have been doing all these executive orders and stuff. So let's just give him the free line to let's just get behind him on that, and then he can restore us back to our Constitution or however he wants to do it. And I'm not really sure he's going to be the greatest person in the world for us, but I actually do think he's going to make a big difference, a big change. And so I'm 100% behind him. The fact that these people don't like him, the news doesn't like him, nobody likes him.
Everybody that I hate hates
him. We're onto something.
Yeah, everybody I hate hates him. So wow, okay.
Well, if
enemy anything, my enemy, right?
Yeah, you're right, caller. Paul has hit on something a little earlier that we all see, I think, in our interpersonal relationships with people. Two things they don't want to discuss in public is religion and politics, right? And when it comes to this business of Trump versus Hillary, put it this way. Somebody asked a question the other day, asked a woman. She's in a restaurant, and they say, who are you going to vote for? Well, she says, I know I'm not going to vote for Hillary. So that pretty much tells you what you
You know, Paul said something else. We got to get these idiots out of here. And they really did it to themselves because they gave us the internet. So we're getting the idiots out of here. It's just taking us a little longer than it probably should have because if anybody could punch some keys in the keyboard, they can pull up some information about all these idiots. I mean, these Anthony Wieners and all these Hillary Clinton. I mean, how they robbed Haiti.
Libya. The information. They stole Libya.
They killed off Haiti, though. They killed Haiti, too.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, but what they did in Libya is the real crime, not the emails.
You're absolutely right.
You see? They don't understand that. Talking about emails is one thing. What the United States did with NATO, with Turkey, with Israel, is to destroy a country and steal its resources. I mean, it's a high crime, you know, and nobody dared.
Well, and they're trying to do the same thing to Syria.
All right, kiddo. Thanks for your call, bud. It's nice to hear from different people today, Paul. Let's go on to, let's see, who do we have now here? I think we have, let me see, excuse me. Dave, I think it's Dave in Nevada. All right, Dave, here you are. Come on up, Dave.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while, so I just wanted to drop by and say hello to the both of you. I just have a couple of questions for. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Sure can.
Oh. Okay, good. Just a couple of questions. You guys mentioned Ron Paul a little bit earlier, and this question has been brewing in my mind about Ron Paul with the Clintons being kind of in office for the last, I don't know, 30 years or so. What was Ron Paul doing during that time? That's my question. I mean, all he did was talk about the Federal Reserve, which is nice. But he never really mentioned anything about the Clintons. And then all of a sudden, it takes Donald Trump to all of a sudden bring this out, and it's like the whole can of worms is open.
Well, can I answer that?
Yes,
being intimately involved in the 2008 campaign to try to get him elected and playing at several of his events for free all around the country, it wasn't until the New Hampshire vote when I found out that he really was just a pretender. He wasn't really in it to win it. When he overwhelmingly had New Hampshire, but it came back, I think McStain won it with the line press media. And the granny warriors, Linda Honeycutt, a good friend of mine, She and her grannies came up with the $55,000 to do the vote recount. Well, last scene in New Hampshire was Ron Paul and Jim Moore running away from the vote count. It took some other Republican to do the vote recount, which never really went down. So it showed me early on that Ron Paul was in it to win it for his family, to take the $30 to $40 million each time he ran and then reinvest in his family. And he never promised what he said he was going to do, which was run to the end. When it came to the convention, he took all the ne'er-do-wells out of the party, all the ones that should have been at the convention, raising hell, and said they were at a Ron Paul convention, you know, backslapping and giving each other the hurrahs for failing. So for me, Ron Paul became really the Judas goat of the party. And the reason that the things that made him popular was because he talked like the forefathers. He didn't walk like one. Okay?
So Trump Trump is a man that has a penis and not a vagina, okay?
I'll tell you, though, I think what we've said 4 years ago, we all got into it, a bunch of people, we were involved, Dr. K and myself and others, just to prove a point, and we proved the point, okay, that the whole thing was, in fact, in the bag, and that was the point that I wanted to make. Otherwise, I would not have jumped on the Ron Paul bandwagon because of my knowledge and perception of what's going on in my lifetime and before it. So anyway, you're right about that. He did let a lot of people down. His son is nothing, you know, a Rand Paul.
Nothing, dude. He went to the Wailing Wall and put his little skull cap on early on, so it showed me. He didn't have any stones.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it. That's the point. All right, let's go on now. Thanks for your call, Dave in Nevada. We got to move on to Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Rick, Paul. I'm just wondering what's really Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well. Speak up, though. Speak into the phone. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. The FBI is full of it, you know? The FBI is a careerist who aren't real patriots. They're just guys that want to have an FBI badge and all the privilege and all the perks
depression
and the retirement that go along with it. They had enough on the Clintons 20, 30 years ago to put them away for life. Same with the Bushes, all that. The FBI, the primary function of the FBI is to protect the criminal establishment. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe this guy's hedging his bets. Maybe he's worried that there's some chance that Trump might get in there and actually have Clinton arrested. Maybe he's hedging his bets.
The way I see the FBI, Paul and Frank, is this. The heads of the FBI since Hoover have all been appointed politically, whether it was L. Patrick Gray or Ruckelshaus from EPA. They always put in, and the Senate confirms, somebody who's going to be a yes man, okay? Now, the agents below are a whole mixed bag. There are good agents still in the FBI, yes. There are bad agents. There are fraudulent agents that perpetrate these hoaxes with the Department of the Department of Homeland Security and other agencies, so they're corrupt to the core. But there are good agents, and this latest testimony before Congress, before this sudden issue of the Wiener emails, is that the FBI was very unhappy with Comey, very unhappy that he got before Congress and basically wrote off the whole thing. He didn't even have a sworn to testify. testimony. And basically, he got away with absolutely no oath. And that's unheard of. So basically, they said, no matter what you say, you won't be prosecuted for it either. So you can lie, cover up for Hillary, whatever, and you can do it. So now comes forth these new allegations of emails 10 days, 11 days before this election. What are they doing? Are they going to take Hillary down? And Kane gets in the driver's seat, appoints somebody else, and then Kane will be elected president to save Hillary. Or is it going to be Trump, and then they're going to pull another switch in bait? Because there's many scenarios I'm hearing about between now and January. But that's just my take on it. What do you think, Paul, about this FBI question now?
Well, I go with the scenario that the FBI see the outrage of the public. They see the real numbers because Trump has the people on the ground. Look at his attendance at his rallies, 20 to 55,000. He does it everywhere he goes. Hillary can't get 200-300. Kane got 30 in Florida last week. Okay, nobody wants Hillary. Okay, so they're seeing the numbers. And look, it's okay if the Justice Department goes down with Obozo and Hillary, because the Democratic Party can be on the hook for that. They can be corrupt, but the FBI has to save their whatever's left of their integrity. Okay, so I think he's hedging his bets that if he does this now and the Trump landslide happens, then maybe he won't go to jail. Maybe he will get to keep his pension. Maybe he lives another day.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. Rick, that's exactly what I was saying. The informed public, the informed Americans, have long not trusted the FBI, but the sheep are even starting to, they're starting to lose credibility in the eyes of the sheep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very true. Good point, Frank. Thanks to your call. We're going to come back with Bob in Delaware for Paul Tepetti and Poker Face.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need
paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right there, Paul. We've got some interesting emails in Kent from, I believe, West Virginia wants to, he wants to be the first one to see you play on the White House lawn with Poker Face. So, anyway, he's anxious. I'm sure you saw that. All right, let's take our next call. Do we have other calls as well? I don't know. Okay, who's next, Paul? You tell me. You can see better.
I can't see anybody, brother. I'm sorry, man. I'm not.
Who's our next?
I'm just up on.
Bring him up. Bob in Delaware, is it? Okay. Bob in Delaware. Come on up.
I'm a huge Trump supporter. I encourage everyone I know to vote for Donald Trump. I think he has a chance to win. But you got to remember, you know, when you talk about all the people who enthusiastic supporters that he has at his rallies and such, you know, I mean, Ron Paul had very enthusiastic supporters at his rallies. I don't think he even got 1% of the vote. You know, so when I hear people say, oh, he's going to win by a landslide, you know, in England, the odds, you can't bet on, it's illegal to bet on presidential elections in the U.S., but if you really think he's going to win by a landslide or that he has a better than 50-50 chance of winning, you should place a bet with one of the bookies in England. Yeah. You get paid six to one if he wins. Hmm. You know, if the odds are, I mean, if Trump wins, it would be by an extremely narrow margin. This idea that he could win in a landslide, I think you're living in a dream world.
How about this? There's 100 million gun owners, okay? Them alone will put him in the White House, okay? Hillary has pissed off every demographic group, from the needy Latino taco bowls to the blacks that she's called the N-word. The only person, people that she's got are the LGBTQRS, UVWXYZ crowd, and self-hating white women that are college age to 30, 40 years old. That's it. Okay, and weak white males with low T.
Now, wait a minute.
Paul. Trump's going to have the highest voting of blacks percentage since the 1960 election, and the Latino, okay? That alone, look, when this election started and it looked like Trump was winning, a very astute sage friend of mine said, all Trump needs is 3% more of the white vote. He doesn't even need the Latino or the black or any other community. 3% more of the white vote, and he will win it. He's got way more than that, okay? I'm dealing with facts, brother, all right? Not hyperbole.
Okay, well,
yeah, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not going to allow that, Paul. Come on now. She'll strike you down.
if you're so convinced that Trump is going to win, have you placed a bet yet? You can do it online, you know, with the bookies in England. They'll gladly take your money.
Dude, are you Jewish, man? Because gambling for me is like the lowest priority in my life, okay? Whether I had a sure bet or not, I wouldn't place it because it's not for me to do, okay?
All right, he's not a betting man. Okay, all right, I'll take that. What is your course of action here? Tell us, Bob, what is your point, your course of action?
Well, I'm not betting on Trump because I don't think that the chances are that he's going to win. You know,
okay, so you're listening too much to the Jewish media. That's programmed you, and that the polls are for real.
Well, what is your reason now? I want to know your personal reason why you think he's not going to win. What's the specifics?
I'll tell you when you come back from the break. I'll tell you.
Well, Paul's going to wrap it up in about.
I gotta go, man.
Can you stay a few minutes more, Paul? 5 minutes?
Sure, brother. Yeah, no problem.
I will be following you. All right, I want to hear your answer. I do. So let's hold on for just a couple of moments, midway break, and we'll come back with our number two with Paul Tepeti and Rick Adams Uncensored.
Never ending story.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.